Apologies for being a bit sniffly. I always get a bit sniffly after I go swimming. It's chlorine or something. So I hope that doesn't mask my voice too much. I'm just recording an audio boo because it is officially a year that I've been on Twitter. Which, you know, by adopter levels isn't anywhere near early adopter. I think it was just before it sort of kicked off into the public consciousness in the G20 protests that spring. So it was about 3 months before that. Not that it matters. But yeah, I just think... I just wanted to mark it somehow. And I'm not being silly, I hope. But Twitter... and the doors it has opened for me has been phenomenal, actually. There's a way it connects you to people, which... if I was in London... and I would meet these people, you know, jobs that I do and things like that, and I would be able to network with them. But if you don't get into those communities in the first place, then you're never going to be able to be a part of them and get all the brilliant ideas and interactions and stuff that comes out of it. And I have been lucky that I found Twitter, because what it kind of does is bring that, you know, village... aspect of, say, the tech scene in London or the art scene in London, and it just brings it out a bit, and you can always connect to people, and meeting people, you don't have to always make sure you're saying all the things you need to. You can relax a bit, because if you ever need to contact someone, then they're just a tweet away. It started with the Shift Happens conference run by Pilot Theatre on Twitter. I was complaining that I couldn't get to it. It's an arts and tech conference, and I was moaning that I couldn't afford to go there. And the ever kind and wonderful Marcus Roma contacted me and said if I went there and did some live tweeting and stuff, then they'll happily pay my train fare and I could have a free ticket. And that started me on, you know, the trajectory which I am now on. It gave me some immense material and connections and ideas, which led to my PhD, which I think gave me a really solid funding application, which I think helped me get the studentship. And the people that I connected with there, that's where I met Documentally for the first time. In arts world and tech world, that sort of just set me off, and met some amazing people with amazing ideas who have helped my ideas grow. And I just wanted to say thank you for everyone for being there on Twitter. This is not meant to be incredibly sentimental, but it's turning that way, so maybe I should pull it to a close. In a couple of days' time, on the 12th and then again on the 19th, I'm doing my first two public speaking things about arts, tech, narrative in a digital world, all these things. I'm incredibly privileged to be able to give my ideas on a platform, and I know that I wouldn't be here if I had not met all the wonderful people that I have done through Twitter and other social networks. So yes, I wanted to just mark this occasion. Say thank you to everyone for being there, for the highs and lows and the jokes and the political disasters and all those kind of things. And I hope that I continue to be connected to you all. Not that Twitter is going to remain the thing, but I'm glad that you're all out there. Take care. Have a good evening.